So today is day 4 of our meditation retreat. The date is 27 April 2025. So tomorrow, day 5 onward, we are moving into a more intense program where the emphasis is on the development of more meditation, less Dhamma instruction, and also continuous daily mindfulness training. And also, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we will be taking the Bodhisattva vows together. So prepare yourself. Sleep early tonight. And develop the faith, all these things. If you can, you read up the blue book. This blue book with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva in front, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way. You don't have to read the whole book, but if you're free, you can read on your own. Otherwise, you can start with page 103. You read from page 103 until page 113, about 10 pages. So that you are more prepared when you come for the sharing before we proceed with the taking of the Bodhisattva vow. It is a very important event. You can develop the faith, the understanding, everything. It will help you. You have to plant the seed of Bodhi deep into your nature. And the faith must be very strong. Then with the sincerity and the understanding, you persevere and determine to fulfill all those Bodhisattva vows that we have developed for you. And the main one is a yellow card. There is a yellow card where you have to go through after that. It's only 2 pages, but 4 sections, quite short. But these are the things that you have to develop as understanding and determine through very strong faith. The saddha must be very strong, then determine. Where this is the most important thing in life. If you don't take this, you will not be able to develop the full understanding of the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way leading to Samasa Buddhahood. With this, you will have the Supreme Vehicle teaching. And because of the Supreme Vehicle teaching, you will be able to not only help yourself, your loved one, and all beings because of your vow. And you can become a very beautiful great being after that. Then finally, if you have the causes and conditions to fulfill the perfection, to become the Sammasambuddha, then you can also arise as a Sammasambuddha. But don't worry about how long it takes, as long as you are on this path. You already have the blessing to become a very different entity. Your spiritual nature, your karmic nature will develop. Then after that, you will penetrate the true emptiness as taught by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva through his Heart Sutta. So when you understand and penetrate the Heart Sutta, which is a prajna paramita, perfection of wisdom sutta, you will be able to have the wonderful understanding of life leading to wonderful existence. True emptiness is really wonderful existence. So for your own good and wholesomeness and future coming, whether you choose to come or you have to come, this will help you. It will go a long way. Okay, with this, we will commence our morning short puja. Okay. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, saddha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the simple puja. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānāti pātā vairamani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ādinādānā vairamani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Abrahmācārīyā vairamani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosāvādā vairamani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrāmeraya majjhāpamādathāna vairamani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, then those who take the 8 precepts, you can continue. Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Nācā gītā vādītā visukkhadaṃ. Gandavelipana Dharana Marana Vibhusanyatana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Chasayana Mahasayana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Imena Attasika Padani Silena Suganti Yanti Silena Boga Sampada Silena Nibunti Yanti Tasma Silang Visode Imane Attasika Padani Samadhiyami Imani attasika padani samadhiyami Imani attasika padani samadhiyami Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so this morning what I will do is we will skip the morning exercise so that you got more time to meditate. So make full use of this 45 minutes instead of half an hour. If you need to do some stretching on your own, you can go and do. It's up to you. Then we are off the light. So give it a try. Have faith. Awareness-based meditation. In fact, the lying down posture is the best, easiest. You are really relaxed. Even your age is very advanced. You got no problem because you don't have to cross your leg. That's why for those who cannot cross their leg, you can sit on a chair or lean against a wall or lie down. And if you find that you cannot really develop the ability to quiet down your mind or to allow your mind to return to its original state, then go for a relaxed walk. Do some walking. As you walk, just mindfully, naturally walk, body and mind as one. If you are patient, you walk naturally, body and mind is one. Finally, not long, you will settle down. Then your movement and your awareness become one. When that thing happens, you will understand. Then you realize your movement all has become different. The mind has started to slowly, slowly enter sati. But that type of sati is not very stable, but good enough. Then after that, you come back and sit or do your formal meditation by lying down or sitting on a chair on a couch. Then you give it a try. You will settle down very fast. Off this light yourself. Off this light yourself. Okay, I'll set the alarm for 45 minutes so that you all can develop the awareness-based meditation on your own. Remember to relax body and mind. Completely relax. Relax means no need to do anything. No need to know anything. Just allow the body to be relaxed. Both body and mind. Means no stress, no tension, no tightness. No worry, no problem, not holding on to anything. Then maintain awareness. Your awareness is actually your true mind. When you just let things be, whether the thought is moving or still a lot of thought, you just accept it, relax into it, don't do anything, and let it settle down. and just maintain this training to be aware in order to develop the inner awareness. If you're patient enough, you have the faith, you settle down very fast. The understanding is the moment you are relaxed, maintaining awareness without thought, your meditation will kick off. Okay, now I will set the alarm. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay. Is there anybody who wants to report your meditation or ask any question concerning? Yes. Give the mic to Brother Kwa.
Good morning, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
And good morning to all the brothers and sisters in Dharma. I wish to report that I've tried out the lying down meditation for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, all along I was reluctant because I was worried it would trigger my reflux, you see. And I think it's a beautiful experience like that. I will continue to do relative.
Okay, good. Yeah. So can you describe what happened?
I tried for the first time this morning at about 5 plus. I got difficulties entering into the meditative state, is it, at first.
Don't worry about all those things.
Yeah, I know.
Relax.
I'm just
remember the
you,
word,
yes.
The four support, relax. Are you able to relax? Relax means just let everything settle down. Means that the awareness that you are able to maintain is aware that all this movement, your body got a lot of vibration and movement. Be aware of it and see it relaxing. When you don't do anything to it, then it will relax. But when you are in a state of tension or stress, means you are not relaxed, understand not?
Yeah.
Like your facial muscle, after a tired day, normally very tense on, and you, most people are not happy, but they don't know that they are stressed, not relaxed. If you have metta, loving kindness, and joy, your face is very relaxed and radiant. And then when you meditate, you just let go of everything. Just let it settle down. Then there is slowly a beginning of relaxation. You have to go through that. Well, that relaxation takes very long for new people. Well, most people don't know how to relax. And a good way to start is to do the mind sweeping method. Are you familiar with mind sweeping method or not?
As for normal sitting meditation, I got no problem relaxing and went into the meditative state, you see. But maybe for the first time when I was doing it, I was feeling odd, is it?
So when you are doing sitting, what are you doing?
Anapanasati, just to get me into the meditative state, is it?
Okay, meditative state is okay, but you have to describe more detail. When you are sitting, you see, every movement, every action before you get into the sitting posture, you must be aware that any, like your eye just blink just now. Mm. All this movement, you must be aware. Otherwise, your samadhi, which is the sati and samadhi, cannot build up one. Well, what you are doing is you do the anapanasati to develop the calm. Means you try to focus on the breath to develop the so-called anapanasati. But most people do it wrong because they go into like continual focusing. Focusing means you put your mind there. Actually, your mind is very tense, trying to focus, trying to be with the breathing. What you should do is you just relax and let the breathing go on in and out naturally. But your awareness, try to follow that one. Like the Buddha said, breathing in, the awareness and the in-breath move as one. You understand? Then initially it's like very crude. The two are not synchronized. Then what am I? Just continue to relax and maintain the breathing. Then suddenly you realize that awareness and the breathing become one. Then initially most people try to control. Because if they don't control, they realize the mind wander off because they think a lot. So when you try to control, then you are actually doing some focusing without you know. That's why the energy will build up. Then sometimes it becomes calm and you develop pity and all those things. You absorb into it to a certain extent. But if you really do the anapanasati, this thing is a very natural flow. The awareness and the breath move as well. Then you feel very light, very soothing, very calm, very tranquil. Not really tranquil, very calm. Then you experience piti. Then sometimes people experience nimitta. When they develop the anapanasati, they realize there is a nimitta on the nostril there. It can be whatever color. Different people has different tendency to develop different nimitta. And this nimitta will move. As it moves, you maintain mindfulness or awareness, then you can see the movement. Then you become more and more tranquil, more and more quiet, more and more peaceful. And then after that, you continue to relax into it. Then the anapanasati become very smooth flowing. Then during that time, you like to meditate on. Well, that piti leading to tranquility and stillness is very, very like conducive for you, and your whole body like very relaxed. Very peaceful, very tranquil. So those who do anapanasati, initially they develop a lot of calmness, which is very good. But this is the initial training of the mind to be mindful. Mindfulness is awareness, means that mind is not focusing, it's just aware of whatever movement. So anapanasati is very easy to settle down. That's why the Buddha introduced anapanasati, and it's a very neutral object because no fear, nothing. So this natural in and out breath, every human being, if you are alive, you have to breathe. So very easy to find anasana compared to other objects. And it allows you to develop sati, mindfulness. So the key thing is you find the experience quite interesting and whatever it is, but you cannot describe what happened, which means you feel good, but you still don't know how to develop the true relaxation and go into it. When you develop the true relaxation and go into it, you will detect all the vibration. Do you detect any vibration inside you? Means you feel good, because like you go for a rest, sleep, you feel good, isn't it? Very relaxed, isn't it? But a lot of people, because they got a lot of mental attachment, clinging, grasping, and unfinished business, they lie down, they cannot sleep. Understand? They got insomnia, a lot of things haunting them. Means you don't know how to relax. Relax means don't allow all these things to distract you. Means just let things be. Whatever come, restlessness or whatever, heedless thinking, a lot of thought, just let it be. Just be with it, aware. And let it settle down. Understand? But if you try to resist it and find, ayo, how come so much thought? And then this thought cannot stop. It becomes worse. Then when you try to kill the thought or stop the thought, it creates more problem. So relaxation is not to think and not to do and not to like complicate things. So relax means at ease. Feel very good, relax. Then maintain awareness to actually feel everything that is happening. Your body is full of vibration. And when you relax, you can feel, you know, all the facial muscles slowly, naturally relaxing down. And that is just the beginning. Then later on, as you become more skillful, you can develop it further. A very good way will be, if you initially cannot relax, you try this skillful means. You see, when you play any game, until you're very tired, until you got no more strength to even to be stressful or what, you feel very relaxed, especially when you're very tired. You just lie down. Most people sleep already. Then what you can do is like, I used to do this. You know what this means, huh? Very relaxed. Like you let the whole chi, everything go down. Understand? You try. Then whenever the thing tense up again, you relax. Not long. Every moment of releasing of this chi is a releasing of the bodily vibration and movement. And then when you are able to do it already, you feel yourself very relaxed on that. Everything falls into place. Don't underestimate relax. Relaxation is the first support, and that one can take you very far. And you will progress and advance very far. That's why you lie down, you feel good, peaceful, calm, because you're able to relax. But not that type of relaxation that brings your mind to the awareness where it can detect all the vibration, like what Brother Wong tried and discover it. Then initially it's like the vibration, the pounding of the heart, or without stethoscope, no, not like the doctor needs stethoscope. He becomes sensitive and he can detect. Then initially very gross, because the pounding of the heart is not that heartbeat alone, no, it's the pounding, the heartbeat like pupa, pupa, pupa. Really that loud one. It's like when you put the stethoscope there, really the doctor can hear you, and very loud one, well magnified. So when you become mindful, you have this ability to detect all this. Yeah. So those who have mindfulness stabilized, their mind is very different. Everywhere they locate their mind, they can detect the vibration, everything. And detecting the vibration is just the first stage of developing the first three support. Relax, maintain awareness. When you maintain awareness for a long enough period, then this sati will come in. When it comes in, then it will detect all this vibration. So initially the vibration, you don't get excited or panic. Well, this is what your natural bodily vibration is. And normally very crude one. When you don't know how to relax and maintain awareness, it's very crude one. Very gross vibration. But as you patiently maintain awareness and let things be, let everything settle down. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Then the thought all slowly, slowly, slowly slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Until finally you reach a point where like you experience a shift in consciousness. Suddenly no thought. Very quiet. Very still. That is the beginning of more refined sati. So during that time you realize, like he realized, the pounding all gone. It like become more refined, more quiet, more peaceful. That is good progress. Then you continue to maintain awareness and relax deeper into it until the mind enters sati. And then you will understand what I say. Everything will happen by itself. Yeah? What you have done is good. At least you go into the lying down and try. Then you find it interesting. But you must refine it by understanding you have to relax. That's why the four support don't take for granted. Oh, I very relaxed one. I sit down, I relax it. You think you relax. Those who have gone through, they know. You can ask them. The relaxation is very, very deep and many, many phases and stages on. Until you can totally relax, you are like a dead person. You understand? Huh? A dead person, but they are breathing, everything go on. You know what the dead person is. You cannot think, you cannot resist, cannot do anything. Understand? Huh? Even itchiness or whatever that disturb you, tactile, you also cannot do anything. A dead person cannot move, understand? If you can develop the four support, especially relax and maintain awareness, then assume you are dead. Dead means the dead person cannot respond, but your awareness inside means the awareness is not dead, understand? The awareness know what is going on, everything. That one will lead you to good progress. So next time, give it a try. Okay.
Thank you.
Sadhu. And when you do it correctly, you can report differently. You will know what it is. Please understand. Don't try to be right. Understand? If you report to like convince me and try to impress me, no use one, because I will know one. If you have done it correctly, you will use your own word to describe to me one. And the experience that come out is all different. Because this is not thought-based meditation. Thought-based meditation, a lot of this type of psychic energy, jhana, absorption, concentration, totally different manifestation. Awareness based on it is different, okay? 7:30 already, huh? I think we got to go for breakfast. Okay, so you all can go for breakfast. Yeah? You need to pay your respect. Then after that, you have your morning. I think breakfast is half an hour, then you have half an hour rest. Huh? You come back at 8:30, okay? Yeah. Okay.